God showing 75 elders of the land, each had a shrine of his own idol. They said, the Lord does not see us, the Lord has forsaken the land. Then you go again, you see a woman mourning for Tammuz. Tammuz is a goddess of fertility.
Yes.
When they say this woman is not giving birth, they must perform some ritual for her to give birth. Woman mourning to that god, god of fertility. Then you see 25 elders inside the church worshiping the sun. Worshiping the sun. So many of the leaders of the land today are in Freemason, Rosicrucian, all the kind of occultic groups to control the place.
Yeah.
And they don't like prayer in their city. That's why you people, there are many laws there in Europe that you don't work, they give you money, no problem. But if you are working, the tax will be heavy on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you're not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
You wish to stay, fold your hand, they pay you then to go and work.
Yeah, that's true.
And because that is the spirit to control, to reduce people, to make people slave.
Ah, slavery.
Yes.
Something like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a spirit of slavery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it possible if you can say it again? Ezekiel, what's the chapter?
Ezekiel 8.
Yeah,
8. Ezekiel chapter 8.
Okay, I see.
Ezekiel chapter 8, God took Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel. He had long hair like you. He took him by the head and showed him the gate of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. At the gate of Jerusalem, there was an idol that provoked to jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Idol that provoked to jealousy can be a naked woman. Mm-hmm. They will call it idol.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you see, then God showing what the elders are doing to keep God far away. So God will have no business with his people. They are doing wicked things. Then you have 75 elders of the land of Israel, each at the shrine of his own idol.
Mm-hmm.
They are worshipping the idol. They say, God does not see us. He has forsaken the land.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will see again a woman mourning for Tammuz.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will see again 25 elders inside the church now. They face the east. They are worshipping the sun.
Okay.
Now, God said, I will show them no pity. I will kill them.
Mm.
Then God sent six angels. There were seven angels, one with a written cut. This angel will put a mark on the forehead. Remember yesterday?
Yeah, you say go nine.
I put the anointing all in your hand, you put it on the forehead, you say, let no one come with me for I bury my body.
Yes.
The mark of Jesus. If you go to Hindu people, you see them putting red or
black
in their forehead. Some people put yellow. All those things have a meaning.
Yes.
Then the devil will come with 666 in your right hand or on your forehead also. And so, as the Bible requests that you must use holy anointing oil every day. Did I give you holy anointing oil?
Not yet.
Pastor Joy.
Nobody
was there. Okay. Get me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 bottle of anointing oil. Every morning when they wake up, they must anoint themselves with oil. Can you get me now?
Yeah, let me check if it's Abby is
there. Abby is there.
Abby is there.
Anita's thing was empty. They waste all the money. That is stubbornness. They should put money here in the church, but they want to pray with money.
No, she needs also to humble herself.
And her husband is very angry. I will talk to them. Yeah, they should invest that money at God will bless them, but they want to do a show there and move
on.
Pastor Chico, yes. I had another question. If someone's stars is stolen, how can that person get it back?
Say it again.
If someone's star is stolen,
how do you get it back?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But what is a star?
Yeah.
Star.
Or the water.
The driver is waiting. Mm. Okay, no problem. Tell him to be a bit patient, because this question is very important. When Jesus was born, the wise men did not see Jesus physically, they saw the star. They followed the star until they saw him. Until they saw him physically. You also, the day you were born, your star appeared. Now they can steal your star by the first person that will take you by hand. When the day your mommy gave birth to you, there are always people that will come to help. Can be the nurse, those nurses, many of them are demons.
Yes, she was a demon when I was born. That lady was a demon because my grandmother, she had a covenant with that woman. She was she even killed her own child. Vivian, you know that for me,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. Yesterday we said that people kill their own children.
Yeah.
But can you finish your answer?
Yes. The star, what the star was. It is when you're born.
Yes.
When
you
can
have your star. Yeah. Your star will define what you need to do in this world.
Okay.
Jacob, Joseph had a dream. He said, I see the sun, the moon, and the shining stars bowing down to me. The sun was his father. The moon was his mother. The stars were his siblings. So, in your star, nobody can defy anybody's star. You can be born the same mother, the same father, everyone has his own star. You will see the difference. The proof is that the palm of your hand is different from another person's palm of hand. This fingerprint is completely different to everybody around the world. That's what you see. Astrologer will look at your hand, they are stealing from you.
Palm reading, it's palm reading.
Yeah. The moment you put your hand, they say, hi, you have this, I don't have it. They take it from right there.
They have taken a lot of things. When I was in the world.
Mediums work exactly on the same way.
Yeah.
When you go to a medium, they take it from you.
Yeah, they say, I don't have this, why you have it. They take it away from you.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
because I know.
Now you will suffer.
Yes.
The only way to take it back, this prayer we are praying. My star, come back. Will come back because it can hear the voice.
Okay.
And then, like, is there a difference between like a star or also like different things they steal? So, for example, your star can be stolen, but also like if they steal like from your palm of the hand
or
from
a gift, or
like gifts. Mm. Is there a difference between the star and the gifts that they can steal?
In your star, the gift is there.
Yeah.
Before they steal the star, before they steal your gift, they will steal your star.
So if you get your star back, you will get your gift
you
back.
You get your gift back. You get everything back.
Hmm. And you know, when people, the star stolen, how you can recognize it? They are tired.
Yeah.
All the time.
A lot of things. Look, I was in France. I saw on TV a boat with a lot of padlock. Then that woman began to explain. She said, no. If you love your husband, you don't want Navajo to go away from you, lock him up. Then they lock Navajo, boom.
Yes, here it is.
And they say, throw him in the sea. That means you will never break. The day your wife dies, the day also you will die.
Yeah.
But yet some people, they say, okay, I have no business with this one, just lock his blessing, they lock your blessing. Then all the only person can unlock your blessing is the angel of deliverance. That's why we need the angel of God. Go anywhere they lock me up, open the door, sit me. Then the angel of God will come and open you, they release you. Then you begin to see money coming, blessing coming, your good health, everything working well for you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? I hear something new. You say something today that people that not have their deliverance for all those years, that when you have the deliverance, you're gonna feel free, you're gonna feel happy. You have to feel lighter. I don't have it.
Yet.
But it's still out of my hand when I was in the world. Sorry, I was
Okay. Those we have some few days with you. Mm-hmm. The first thing you need to do.
But the other tight, I always said it's sleep.
Open your heart.
Yes.
God will give it to you.
Yeah.
And I believe you came here for it, then you will get the fullness of your
you
blessing.
You receive it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Do you believe that deliverance, people who need deliverance, that they have to, that helps them when they fast first?
I cannot fast because I want to, but I can't.
But
something is blocking me.
Yeah. Look, I told you, you don't need to fast because this the spirit in this land doesn't know you. Mm-hmm. You have no connection. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to fight? I'm the one that will pray for you. Mm-hmm. God will hear me and will set you free. Mm-hmm. When
and
you go back, you will see every door open.
And my second question is, once we have received our full deliverance, how can we maintain it once we are back in the Netherlands?
Okay, you begin to do what you have seen doing, you've seen me doing here.
But it is difficult because
nothing is difficult.
It is so new for
your
me.
Your own words make it difficult.
Oh, okay.
Your own words make it difficult.
Let me explain.
It is not difficult. With God, everything is easy.
Let me explain to you from the watch. You see, watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is 6,
Yes.
This is 9.
Yes.
That is 12.
Yes.
This is 3.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, what do you do with it? If you want to go slowly, you take 30 minutes with this one. From here up to there, it's 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In that 30 minutes, I'm taking only 5 minutes to meditate with one scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
You told me to do that.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd. When it hits here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want. I will take the second part.
Wow.
Make me lie down in green pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Make me lie down in green pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Make me lie down in green pasture. I get here, make me lie down in green pasture, lead me beside the still water. Lead me beside the still water. Now, if you complete all, you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, make me lie down in green pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, make me lie down in green pasture. What am I doing?
Repeat.
No, I'm killing all the traffic and the stress of the world. Because my mind will always worry.
Yeah.
In the place of worrying, what I'm saying is controlling my
true.
System. So when it's controlling my system, I will have what I'm saying.
Yes.
But if I say, oh, my back,
yeah.
you will have what? Back pain. Oh, my head, you will have
yes.
what?
Yes.
Headache.
So
It's true.
So
because when I
now,
pray,
wait, let me tell you. Children of darkness, children of Satan, they call it incantation or enchantment or invocation.
Mm-hmm.
But they steal it from us because we don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, make me lie down in green pasture. Lead me beside the still water. Refresh my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Father, for preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thank you, Father, for anointing my head with of joy. My cup ran over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 1 hour, 15 minutes. Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 23. 1 hour, 33. If you do it that way, you sleep. Believe me, you may see the angel of God.
Mm.
So if you make it a custom, you have a specific time that I will do it 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I must begin to pray. I'm praying Psalm 24.
Mm-hmm.
You see me quoting a lot of word of God there. Because in Netherlands, you speak that language you are speaking.
Yeah.
But that's not the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to speak his language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You speak the word of God. You quote it.
Yeah.
Then God will do exactly what you are saying.
I want to say also something else. What you see in the Netherlands, I always try to help people with that, is they say, I'm tired, I'm fatigued. I'm struggling. And what I explained to them is then you let the angels of darkness work you make them work against you.
Mm.
You have to speak the words of life of the kingdom, because then the angels of life will work for you.
Let me explain to you about to be tired.
Yeah.
Your body can be tired, but your spirit is not tired, because your body is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But now, don't support the flesh. Support the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel tired, you begin to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I will get what? The joy of the Lord. Then I will get what? The strength of the Lord. They will see Julie all the time. Hey, how are you? Why this woman is always happy? The joy of the Lord is my strength.
I had another question. Like, what you say about meditating, do you do it like before you start praying? To in order to program your mind or?
Yes, meditation, you can do it before praying, you prepare your heart.
Okay.
And then you can start praying. This is what I do.
Okay.
I know that I'm going to the altar of prayer. I will tell God to kill anything flesh.
Hmm.
I'm a human being. There are things people do that will make you angry. Father, I don't want to be angry. Please kill it. You see, because somebody like me, I'm in the front line. If I get angry, I will make a lot of mistakes. And it will scatter the ministry.
Yeah.
What do I need? I need a lot of peace. Now, I'm not waiting for anybody to give me peace. I must learn to create peace by myself.
Yes.
What must I do to be peaceful? You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot of commitment and sacrifices.
Yeah.
Where you are changing a complete life.
Yeah.
You are changing your life. Completely.
Yes,
you are
I
not
know.
Going back anymore.
Yeah.
Do you also believe in covenant prayers?
Say it again.
Covenant prayers.
Covenant prayer.
Yeah.
It's a must. If I do something that's not working, I must go back and check my covenant. Where did I mess up?
Yeah. And you go to the group there? With a group of people?
There is many covenants you will make, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
The first covenant, you make it with God and you circumcise your heart. True circumcision is a change of heart produced by the Spirit. A person with a change of heart seeks praise from God, not from people.
Mm-hmm.
A person with a change of heart seeks praise from God, not from people. So now when you want God to praise you, then you will do everything it takes. In the eyes of people, you become like a stupid, silly, but you want God to be. You covenant with a group. You make a covenant with a group not to abuse anybody, not to despise anybody, not to look down on anybody, but you are there to encourage them, to make sure that their pain is your pain, their joy is your joy.
Yeah.
When they cry, you are crying. So that is a covenant you make with them. But it will work wonders when you show them genuine love and genuine respect. Then you will see them. Because anywhere they go, like the people of Push, anywhere they go, they don't see them, they see me. They see me. When they start praying, we have a lot of churches here in Johannesburg, but they don't pray like us. Because you will hear my children say, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. Some people, they will say, my Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you. I don't start my prayer like that.
Mm-hmm.
Children of Push, when they pray, they will say, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. They are going very far. The genuine name of God.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a rabbi of the Jew, when they pray, they start with Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai.
Yes. I do it also.
Yeah.
And you hear in Jewish, when they pray, they start Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. You can hear, he may not change his prayer. He may just keep saying, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. Elohim.
I believe he's also.
He's crying to God. And you may hear him say, show me your mercy. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. Show me your mercy. Elohim. Adonai, El Shaddai, have pity on me. Show me your mercy. When you finish, Yeah, another story.
I also have a friend that I believe he's out of his soul's out of his body, because every time I give him a hand, his hand is cold.
And wet.
No, but I have no contact with him anymore, but he said somebody, he was like, I shrok. Somebody, something shocked him. And then he said it was of his, that his spirit or his soul left his body when he was a child, but it did not come in back anymore. And I found out that there are more people like that. What can you do to help those people that it will come in back again?
Do you still on the plastic?
Yeah, many strange people in the world. Mm-hmm. Many strange people. That's why you must always check where you are coming from. Now that you have given your love to Jesus, if your parents still alive, you can ask them. What happened the day I was born? Who came to help you? Mm-hmm. You see, they ask those questions for you to check your foundation again. Mm-hmm. Then you also see your weakness, and you put it on the table. You say, God, I don't want this. This is what I want. I don't want this. This is what I want. You also read the Bible a lot, because you must take somebody's life in the Bible. If God changed Paul, he will change you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You haven't killed anybody. So Paul killed inside the church. So you can see that Paul had a renewed man, a genuine renewed man, because he said, I've been crucified with Christ. It is not why I live, but Christ lives in me. But yet this is the Paul that gave instruction to kill Stephen. But now he said, it is not why I live, but Christ lives in me. So you don't need to do a lot for Christ to live in you. Just believe it. Mm-hmm. Accept it. Jesus is living his life through me. Now you begin to feel, if Jesus is living his life through me, shall I have this problem? Shall I have this affliction? If Jesus is living, think about Jesus when he was around. Did he ever say, I have headache, I have back pain? Nothing like that. So if it was not found in Jesus, it must not be found in you.
When Christians are looking to movies, you know, with shooting and all the things that you see on YouTube, can that make them bound? Is it, can that make their mind spoiled up? Or
well, don't watch movie unless it's giving me a lesson. I really don't watch movie. I'm not a movie person because My mind repeats everything quickly. Many years ago, I could not look at a dead person. If I see a dead person lying on the coffin, it will multiply, it will repeat again and again. Even if they bury the person, it will keep on repeating, so it disturbed me big time. I don't. Only now I can go, but I will not also focus my eyes there, because I know it will repeat. Then I told one pastor, the pastor said to me, oh, then you are not somebody to focus on the things of the world, read your Bible. I wish to read my Bible. I wish the word of God to repeat itself in me, than to see junk.
Yeah.
Number one, the movie, the person that is playing a movie is not born again. Mm-hmm. You are born again, you have the Spirit of God. Do it this way. All of us, let's say this. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is dwelling in me. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and power. The Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. So when we go to sleep, this is what I will say. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in me. Children of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit lives in me. Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Spirit of counsel and power. Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of the fear of God. Now, I will keep quiet, but I say it in my heart. I'm sleeping with it.
Ah.
Yes, I'm sleeping with it.
Oh, yeah.
Before we know it, I'm sleeping.
Hey.
And I sleep peacefully, I don't struggle. Hey, when I sleep.
Yeah, because if also people who sleep, with, for example, they watch YouTube or Netflix, and then they fall asleep, and that is not a good way to fall asleep.
No, no. Look.
Daddy.
Yes.
Oh, this Zulu man is
yeah.
giving me problems.
Okay, you can go now then.
This Zulu man is a problem.
I'm done with that. How are you?
I'm okay.
Please, let's go.
Okay.
They are not done, but I will still have them.
Yeah.
Monday, you guys must come any so that you can ask.
Yes.
We will be meeting here Monday.
Okay.
Nothing will happen.
I'll talk to you free on Monday, okay?
Yeah.
And the earth?
Monday, we bring them, you come. The earth, where is Pastor Joy?
Hello?
What time should we be here?
Pastor Joy?
I said, it's Friday, not Amanda.
What time should
you
be here?
Nee,
bij
his
house.
Nee, nee, niet
zijn
house
here.
Het is
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
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 Nee, maar je hebt
hier
dingen
afgesproken. Yes, you can come here, you will work here.
Dat kan
ik jou bij. Where's that?
Maar
pa,
je hebt al afgesproken.
Definitely tomorrow.